This is Suzanne Perez, KMUW's resident book reviewer. Today is the unofficial kickoff to summer, and that means the start of summer reading season. Part of me will always approach summer reading with a sense of nostalgia, remembering seasons spent browsing the shelves of my neighborhood public library, checking out stacks of Encyclopedia Brown books or the next novel in a beloved series. These days, my summer reading spans lots of different genres, from rom-coms to literary fiction, travelogues to mysteries and thrillers, and yes, even some middle grade books. There's something special about sitting poolside with the perfect beach read, which this year might just be Beach Read by Emily Henry. Other books I'm excited to check out this summer include Real Americans by Rachel Kong, a multi-generational family saga by the author of Goodbye Vitamin, and This Strange Eventful History by Claire Massoud. A title I recently picked up is Dixon Descending by Karen Uten, which tells the story of two brothers who attempt to be the first Black American men to summit Mount Everest. When it's 110 degrees outside in Wichita, I plan to be curled up on my couch, experiencing the frozen, snowy, ice-capped peaks of the Himalayas. Some books are just perfect for summer, like Love and Saffron by Kim Fay, or a food memoir like Taste by Stanley Tucci. Anything by Kevin Wilson works great, as do psychological thrillers like The Push or The Whispers by Ashley Audrain. And if you've never read anything by Southern novelist Pat Conroy, the next few months would be the perfect opportunity. Sunscreen and Boiled Peanuts sold separately. New, old, fiction, or nonfiction, summer reading is anything that works for you. So grab a book, lay claim to the hammock, and just enjoy. For KMUW, I'm Suzanne Perez.